Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here Friday morning. I love a good comedian. I will sit through comedy day in and day out for just for the laugh, just for the escape from reality that it provides. And there are some incredible Canadian comedians out there, and we've had the luxury of having some of them on the show. In fact, one of my guests coming up, Big Daddy Taz, we actually had on this show about a year ago. You might remember he was coming to Saskatchewan for a fundraiser. Well, he's going to be back in town for another great fundraiser tomorrow night. But as I was prepping this segment, if you've seen Big Daddy Taz, you know what he's like. You know how funny he is. You know what his humor's like. If you haven't seen him, I wanted to play this clip for you. This is a very short clip from a routine that I was watching last night as I was prepping this segment. This is Big Daddy Taz talking about what an ADHD auctioneer might sound like.
So my son announced the other day that he wants to be an auctioneer. Great profession. Anybody remember my son's particular affliction by any chance? Yeah, he's an ADD auctioneer. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We got 25 in the back. We got 25 bid. There we go. We got 25 in the back. We're 30. We're 30. We're 30 bid in. And we're 30. Oh, we're looking for 30. We're looking for 30 bid and 30 bid and 35. 30 bid and 35. And no, you right there, sir, in the blue. I got you blue. Blue, blue, blue. Blue's my favorite color. I had a blue bike when I was a kid. I had a blue bike. I love blue. That was my favorite color. I had a blue bike. I named my dog Blue. He wasn't a blue dog because that'd be funny. He wasn't a blue dog. He wasn't even a cold dog. He wasn't even a sad dog. He wasn't a blue dog. He was yellow dog, yellow and blue, bike. Green, 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 green's a frog color. Green is a frog color, and a hop and a bark and a hop and bark. It'd be funny to have a frog dog. That'd be really cool, and I like pudding. I like pudding. Pudding, 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 pudding. My favorite thing in the entire world. The big bowl, yellow pudding. I had a big scoop that for a big scoop like that, and I was pudding. I wish I knew where the bit is. I don't know where the bit is. I wish I knew where the bit is. I wish my dad was here, because he's 35. 35 the bit.
Absolutely. Like, I'm telling you, this guy is great, and I'm happy to say we've got Big Daddy Taz joining us by phone. Taz, thanks for taking the call.
Well, hey, thanks everybody for having me on the show. I think it's pretty funny to get here with a caring heart. I love Regina because I was born in Regina. When I got to Regina, I went to Regina and moved to Saskatoon. Then I was mad. I wasn't in Regina anymore. Go Riders.
This is why I love having you on the show. And actually, we've got a guest joining you as well. Keely Wright-Young is joining us, who's the executive director for Caring Hearts Saskatchewan. Keely, thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for having me.
No auctioning from you, Keely?
No, I can't top that, but what a great intro.
Oh, isn't it though? Keely, let's talk just briefly about Caring Hearts Saskatchewan. Loved your organization, love what you do, but just give us the synopsis of what you're all about.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Caring Hearts is, I think we're a bit of a hidden gem, actually. We are the only organization in Saskatchewan that specializes in supporting our communities through grief, loss, trauma, traumatic forms of loss. And so we do that through counseling services, support groups, education, and training across the province so that, you know, we begin to bridge that gap between immediate response and long-term healing. So we're pretty unique to the province. And we also have a very special children's grief camp called the Caring Hearts Camp. And it is also one of a kind in Saskatchewan and one of very few in Canada.
Which is a big part of the fundraising effort happening tomorrow called Hope for the Holidays. Taz, you are such a good fit for this. And I think now that people have heard what Caring Hearts Saskatchewan is all about, they might think this seems like a bit of a different fit, having a comedian come in, but it's such a serious topic, serious organization. Tell me why you are a good fit for this event.
Well, you know, the words Taz and good fit have never been used at the Taylor before, but I'll tell you, I love this organization. You know, grief is such a thief. It just steals your day. It steals your energy. It steals your hope. And we often feel guilty when we lose somebody because we didn't spend enough time with them or we feel we didn't do enough for them and things like that. But laughter is a healer. Mm-hmm. And now I don't mean that laughter is, mm-hmm. you know, the best medicine, you know, cardiology probably better. But when you have laughter, it takes you away from your moment, mm-hmm. for your life for just a couple minutes or just an hour, or however long you're laughing. And you can't do anything but laugh at that moment, right? You can't think about anything else. And that creates dopamines in your brain. and then you are able to focus a little bit more with a little bit of a life jacket at that time, right?
You really do bring mental health into your shows, Taz, don't you? I mean, it's always a big part of your shows.
Always. You know what? Somebody said, they reached out to my wife, who's real, and said, hey, Taz talked about mental health, but there was no joke at the end. And I just went, it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard sometimes to have people understand. I'm not making fun of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling people my journey and where I stumbled and how hard I fell. And more importantly, focus on the fact that I'm here right now and I'm standing again, right? If I joke about mental health, then it's okay to talk about it. And if you can talk about it, you can deal with it. And you can ask for help. And then you can accept the help. And then you can learn the help. And then you can become the help.
Yeah. Taz, I got to tell you, you are brilliant at this, because watching your shows, which I have had the opportunity to do, I mean, I'm laughing the whole time. You are doing comedy, but yet I leave your shows with a message, and it's a real powerful, positive message. And I commend you for that, because it is, I mean, to me, there's two skills coming out there. One is the comedy, which you're so good at, and then the other is making sure that you send a message to the people that come to watch you entertain.
Well, thank you. As a comedian, of course, I want to make a joke here, but I'll take that. You know, there are days where I need to hear that, and I'm glad, Evan, that you sent me that, brother, because you know what? As Caring Hearts knows, what's one of the things that we do at a funeral is we tell everybody how wonderful they were. Well, why do we wait?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we wait? You know what? How many people would love to hear, hey, you're on the right track, or you're doing great, or you're doing better, or way to go, right?
Yeah.
And then when you tell people that, then they'll feel okay opening up and saying, I really need help. And that's what it's about. We're supposed to help each other. We're not supposed to be mad at each other because we don't have the same political or religious beliefs. We're not supposed to be angry at each other because nobody knows how to zipper merge, right? We're not supposed to be angry at each other.
That's a great example in Saskatchewan, by the way.
I mean, even me the other day, and I try to be the most, you know, the most Buddha-like person. And then you saw the same sign I saw 2 miles back, you know. And then I go, okay, go on in. But, you know, we have to understand that people are going through different things. If your day is wonderful, somebody else might not be.
Right.
And, you know, I know that I talk a lot about this, but and some people go, oh, why do you keep talking about it? I'll tell you why. I talk to everybody I see. I say hi, I nod. At least if I don't say hi with my voice, I say hi with my eyes. And the reason is, when I was a kid, I read a story about a gentleman who wrote in his suicide note that he was going to go to the Golden Gate Bridge, and he was going to take his life. And had he, if he sees somebody that nods, smiles, or says hi, he won't. Well, he did. Because we're in a world that we're busy looking at our shoelaces instead of the sunshine.
Hmm.
We're a bunch of people that worry about getting through the door first instead of holding the door for other people. And we're surrounded by people, if you do hold the door open, somebody gets mad. Man, I don't know them. Or you call somebody ma'am, they're like, don't call me ma'am. Okay, sport. Can I call you sport? How about look at the kindnesses that people are doing,
and
reward them with that, with a smile or a nod.
Pretty inspirational stuff for sure, Taz.
Well, brother, we don't know who's on their way to their bridge, right?
Yeah, it's such a good message. Big Daddy Taz, one of my guests joining me here, and Keely Wright Young. Keely is the executive director of Caring Hearts Saskatchewan. Keely, in the short 8 minutes that we've been chatting, there's no doubt you've picked the right person for your event tomorrow night.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. And we had Big Daddy Taz last year for Hope for the Holidays, and he helped us sell out the event. And, you know, we brought him back by popular demand. And like you've already touched on, his ability to combine humor with his messages related to mental health are just incredible and inspiring. And he had us laughing and crying for over 2 hours last year. And it was, you know, the reprieve that some people just really need during this holiday
sure.
season. Because let's face it, like the holidays can kind of be tough and crappy sometimes. It's not always joy and fun times, and that's okay. And that's, you know, that's what we're here for, that people can feel however they need to feel during the holiday season, you know, whether they've lost someone and they're feeling their absence for the first time or the 25th time, or maybe they love this time of year, this evening's for them too. It's really about bringing our community together for some laughter, connection, and a space to find hope during a time of year that can sometimes be difficult. And, you know, to let people know that our difficulties and our joys, they can coexist. It's okay. Even if we are going through grief or other difficult things, it's okay to have some laughter alongside that. And Big Daddy, I mean, he brings that in spades. We're also really thrilled to have local acclaimed musician Megan Nash opening up before Big Daddy comes on. And I mean, she has her own brand of humor and she's equally funny. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, it will be. And you know, your point is well taken, Keely. I think about my years working in policing prior to doing this job. Suicide rates can be high around Christmas time. It's not a happy time for everyone. And knowing that Caring Hearts Saskatchewan does such great work, especially around grief support, knowing our suicide rate in Saskatchewan is not one to be proud of. You have a very important job. It's a very tough topic, but the way you tackle it with this fundraiser, Hope for the Holidays, is outstanding. Taz, maybe I'll come back to you. Rave reviews on last year's event and your performance. What can people expect tomorrow night?
Well, I just want to just say this before, you know, hopelessness and dishonesty, they're like a disease, right? They get a hold of you and it brings you right down. And you know, laughter and caring hearts, there's your cure, right? There's your medicine. And I will come out both barrels just blazing and have a lot of fun. And I'll feel that Ryder Great Cup energy, which I think I scared my neighbors when we won, because they heard me scream through the, you know, the house and such. But I went to, when I told my doctor today that I was going to go to Caring Hearts, and I said, I think I've got a big heart, and he says, it's called enlarged. And I said, but I had to put something in there for a little bit of funny, because you know what we're going to do? There's going to be some sharing, caring, laughter, and love. And we're going to learn that it's okay to not be okay, as cliche as that sounds. And we're going to know that there are people out here that care about us, and we can care about them.
It's going to be a great night.
Important. We're not alone, buddy.
Yeah, great night tomorrow night at the Artesian. Keely, there's still tickets available, am I right?
Yes, there are still tickets available.
Good stuff. And I know I was on your website last night, caringheartssk.ca, caringheartssk.ca, and the link to the tickets, to buy the tickets, takes you right to the Eventbrite site from there.
It does, yeah. And let's sell those tickets so we can support our kids going through grief. And thanks.
It'll be a great night, I know. Keely, I appreciate you giving us some time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Big Daddy Taz, have a great set tomorrow night. Thank you for coming again to our province and helping this great cause. And some good laughs.
Anytime. And you know what? If we sell it out, Evan and I will ruckle.
So will we now? This sounds intriguing, and I'm sure we can elaborate on that more. Let's sell it out first. Thanks, Taz.
Hey, Evan, thank you for what you do for mental health and for that province that I love so much. I love you, brother.
Okay.
I hope you have a wonderful day. And, I have a ton of love for you, pal.
Good stuff. I appreciate you joining the show. So that's Big Daddy Taz. He is an incredible Canadian comedian performing tomorrow night at the Artesian in Regina. It's Hope for the Holidays, a great fundraising effort for grief camp for children and youth. This is put on by our friends at Caring Hearts Saskatchewan. Thanks also to Keely Wright-Young, the executive director, and the entire group that come together to put this great event on. And again, if you want tickets for this event, you are not going to be disappointed. Go to their website, caringheartssk.ca. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.